You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a program from our archives.
Human beings call her mother, home, and final resting place. The Earth holds the legacy of our past and the promise of our future. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to time-lapse recordings of the Earth's interior.
Everything comes from the Earth. The deer, when it's hunted and struck and is running for its life, bleeding and in mortal danger, will at some point go to the earth and lay there and gather strength from that earth to get up and run again. Where does that strength come from? You, if you're struck, will go right to the earth and you lay there and you rest and you really grip the earth. The harder you're struck, the harder you're going to grip the earth. Then try to get that strength that's there, and you will. It'll help you get up and go again. There's great power there. It's fundamental, not a mystery. It's a mystery to me how people don't know it.
Warren Lyons is one of the chiefs of the Onondaga Council of the Six Nation Iroquois Confederacy.
When the great peacemaker set our people up and said, this is how you will function. As instruction to the chiefs, he said, when you deliberate, when you sit and counsel for the welfare of the people, you must consider and counsel for the welfare of the seventh generation to come. He said, those people, those faces who are looking up from the earth, each generation in its turn waiting, he said, those are the people you must counsel for. And he said, and when you step on this earth, that's how you step very carefully, because those faces are there looking up. And that's instruction.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast,